What is goody, y'all? It's your girl, Bria, back on Bria Chronicles. And before I even get started with this episode, I just want to sit here and give all of you listeners, all those who support me, a round of a freaking applause. Like, yes, y'all deserve it. Like, thank y'all so much for tuning in last week. It was my first episode that I dropped on the podcast in like 2 to 3 years. It is crazy, but I've been through hell and back, and I've been through going through a lot of stuff, and it brought me to here today to be able to give you guys a hopefully pushing for it, a really consistent and entertaining podcast. So, you know, amen to that, sister. Mr., wherever you guys, whoever listening, thank you. Preach. Just gonna forget like I did all that, but yeah, thank y'all again, and we're gonna get started with this episode. So I'm still trying to set the foundation of what I want to be in the actual episode, just to make it more entertaining and more like there's a lot more going on than what it is. So during this time and do this segment, as I get more into the podcast, this would be the time where I would ask people on my social media platforms that I will put soon under this episode and or probably on my Spotify account to like ask questions, because this will be the time where I'm going to answer probably 3 to 5 questions that people have asked. Share, if there's no questions, then I'm going to share a fun fact about myself and then have a mental note, and then we're going to move into what we're actually going to talk about, what the main like thing, what the main topic in this episode is. So because I don't have questions and because I haven't even asked, we're going to share fun facts, some fun facts about myself, and then we're going to talk about a mental note, some fun facts. So fun fact, I love the color purple and I love the color black. Some will argue black is not a color, it's a shade. Whatever it is, it's my favorite. Okay, it's black and purple for me. Yes. What's another fun fact? I used to go to college. I'm no longer a college student. I put school on the back burner. I do plan on going back. But I used to go to college, and I went to 3 different universities. That's crazy, y'all. And I changed my major, like, 2 or 3 times. So if you don't know, you know, you might be sitting here stressed about your major or stressed about not knowing what the fuck you're doing in college, but I guarantee you there's other students that can relate, aka me. I'm not even a student anymore, but I can relate, so it's okay. You know, not everyone finished school in 4 years, and that's okay. You know, take as long as you need. I know people who got their bachelor's at like 50 years old. Go them, because you have the strength and you have the power and the drive to take your butt back to school and get that degree, period. So yes. Another fun fact, I'm 21. I'm not sure if I shared my age with you guys. I probably did, but I'm 21 years old. So I'm about to turn 22. My birthday is this month on the 28th. If y'all want to like give me a early happy birthday or something, like that would be awesome. But yeah, I'm gonna turn 22 in my 20s, and yeah. And this is gonna be the last fact I'm gonna put about myself, guys. My favorite food is chicken Alfredo and tacos. So I love pasta, especially mixed Alfredo and chicken. I even like Alfredo by itself. It's amazing. I just love pasta. And tacos, because I love tacos. Like, and it varies from Taco Bell to real authentic taco. Well, what real authentic Mexican food. Horchatas, all that. Like, I love it. I love the beans. I love the rice. I love the creme. I love the sour cream. Or the cheese. Like, I love it all. I love it all. Mwah. Chef's kiss. But yeah, y'all. A mental note. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all a little secret. Y'all gonna hear this Friday, because that's when I drop my episodes. But I'm filming this way earlier in the week, which is good because I'm preparing. And that's me trying to be consistent for y'all, because I've been through like 2 or 3 podcasts and always be like, I'm going to start and then stop. Nah, this the year. This the year I'm going to put my foot down and we're going to be consistent and we're going to be dropping every week because I said so. But yeah. But mental not so far my week is cool. I'm not going to tell y'all what day it is, but so far it's cool. You know, I'm going to give y'all a clue if it's make it so obvious. It's the middle of the week. It's been a little boring, but, you know, I'm kind of trying to get myself in a routine because I got some exciting news the other day that I'm not ready to share yet. I'm just going to keep the excitement to myself for a while till stuff gets started with it. But I received some good news yesterday, so that made my week a little better. I hope I end this week on a good note. So far, I'm going to say my mental note is like a 7.5 out of 10. Only a 7.5 because of the boredom. So, yeah. But, alright, y'all. We finna make a transition into what is the main topic of this episode. And we're going to talk about your 20s. Now, unfortunately, this part of the episode might not be as long as the beginning, just because I'm still a baby in my 20s. I'm 21, about to be 22. I'm technically going to be a 2-year-old adult. A 2-year-old welcome to your 20s. So, all I could talk about is what I experienced in my 20s and the thoughts that I get in my head, and just hoping y'all could relate. Because, like, it's just being in my 20s just feels so surreal. And it feels surreal partly because I feel like because COVID hit and it was like, feels like such a jump. Like, I was a junior in high school when it hit. Next time I know I'm a freshman. Next time I know I'm a 20-year-old dropout living at home working 2 jobs. Well, not even 2 jobs. Working a job to get her car. Like, I never would have thought this would happen, but I'm 21, I'm young, I have enough time to turn my life around, you know, I'm not going through anything bad, I'm on the right track, I want to go back to school, I just lost the drive, so, I don't know, it's just like, you want to do everything at once while you're young, because eventually you get into a certain age where you're thinking about settling down or like having kids. And that's mostly towards the end of your 20s, entering your 30s era. So, yeah. So, 20, it was a lot of drama when I was 20. I was in a super toxic relationship. I had a lot of health issues. I had a lot of, like, bad mental health days. Like, my mental was so bad when I was 20. Like, I considered dropping out of school. Eventually, I did. I left my job. I wouldn't recommend dating a coworker. Like, girl, don't mix pleasure with business. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, sir. Don't do it. I don't recommend. You know, if y'all can make it work, good for y'all. But, like, 9 times out of 10, it really depends on the person and y'all vibe and y'all energy. But I don't recommend just dating anybody at your job, you know. You gotta really mess with them. But, yeah. And it was just, I don't know. 20 was just probably the worst of my 20s so far. I don't know. It's because, like, I'm, you know, entering adulthood after being a teen. And I still have teenage hormones. Or, I don't know. But 20 was, like, the worst. 21, it was just, it's been so surreal. Like, it's crazy, like, I'm grown. In everyone's eyes, I'm considered grown. You're considered grown when you turn 20. 18, actually, you're considered grown when you turn 18, but I feel like you're not really grown until you're probably 25, honestly. Like, I still feel like I'm a kid. Like, I'm 21, 22. I can't even rent a car yet. Like, I can just now get Airbnb just by myself if, you know, I wanted to order one. So I still feel like there's still some restrictions even as a 21-year-old. But, like, it's just crazy, like, wow, I could go drinking. Like, I can drink with the adults. Like, they were like, oh, you want a glass of wine? Like, what? What? You telling me? You asking me? You asking me? What? Liquor? Or then, you know, they be like, oh, I want to take you for your first drink. Girl, you should have been planned that. You should have been planned that. When I turned 21, I didn't get as drunk and as lit as everyone would like me to. So, we're going to, like, make up for it this year on my 22nd birthday. I'm a little scared, but I'm also excited because, you know, why not? You know, have fun for my 22nd. Because there was a lot of stuff that it was on my mind last year that I could enjoy my 21st, but I couldn't at the same time. So, like, I just want no bad vibes, no negative energy into turning 22. But, yeah, being 21 is crazy. Like, I can go to the bar. I can go to the club. I can go buy liquor. Like, I don't have to get someone to go buy it for me. Not that I was doing that, but I'm just saying, like, I legally can do that. I legally have to carry my ID now. You know, even though you're supposed to always carry it, but it's just like, it's no games now. Like, girl, you're 21 and you still not carrying your wallet, your ID? Be for real. Be for real. But, yeah, like, I don't know. In my 20s, I felt lost at times. It's like, damn, I need to get my life together. But damn, I'm young. But damn, I want this and that for myself. But damn, you got time. You know, it was a lot of back and forth. And I'm just hoping for, like, good, positive things for my 22nd year. I'm hoping for a better mental health. I'm hoping for peace. Like, I don't want to deal with no friend drama. Because that's what I dealt with so far. No ex drama, no boyfriend drama, no none of that. Peace. Like, I'm entering an era in my life, like, if you're disrupting my peace, you're doing too much, like I'm just gonna remove you. It's not gonna be disrespectful. I'm gonna respectfully just say, you've gotten rid of your place in my life. Like, I'm getting older, trying to evolve, and try to become the person I want to be each year, building on to my character from last year. You know, being a better version of me. So, yeah. Y'all, having a podcast is hard. Like, I like yapping, but, like, whew, it feels like a workout. Like, but, yeah, y'all, that's all I had for y'all for this episode. Just to end on, like, a good note, if you guys have any questions for me to do next week, any suggestions you have for an episode, if you guys want to come on the show, please feel free to comment under my Spotify, or you can slide in my DMs, or you can text me. Just, you know, any type of communication, go ahead and feel free to hit me up, you know. I'm always open to suggestions. I'm always open to commentary. I'm always open to criticism. Like, especially if you one of my day ones. Like, please. I'm literally welcoming it. Like, please. So, thank y'all for tuning in last week. Thank y'all for tuning in this week. I hope y'all have a blessed weekend. And I hope y'all do something each day. Or I hope something happens that lighten up your mood. And makes your day better. And I will see you guys next week with a new episode. I hope you guys enjoy this one. And don't worry, I will definitely be back. Bye, y'all. It's your girl, Bria. Signing off from Bria Chronicles.